Namaste Adab Satriya Kaul and Kem Cho to you and to all our listeners today.
Welcome and thank you for that. So David, my understanding is that for me to get a green card, there needs to be no other Americans that can do my job. Is that true?
Well, you know, that's a misconception about the green card process, Vijaya. Mm-hmm. And so let me explain a little bit about how it works. Actually, the legal standard, which is the one that we're talking about here, is for the PERM labor certification process. And that's one particular way to get the green card. And what that requires, of course, is for us to go to the U.S. Department of Labor and to prove that there is no able, willing, and qualified U.S. worker for the job. But a lot of people mix that up with the fact that an individual has to be the only person in the country who can do that job, but that's not what it's about. Mm-hmm. Because really what able, willing, and qualified U.S. worker means is it's an evaluation that's done through an administrative process, which is a recruitment process that is articulated in the regulations by the U.S. Department of Labor. And that regulatory process says that the employer is required to do a couple of things to show that there is not a U.S. worker who could potentially take the position, is not qualified to take the position. Uh-huh. And so what that is that it's, and by the way, the recruitment process also differs based upon whether or not the individual is a skilled laborer or is an individual who's an unskilled laborer. So, mm-hmm. But we'll put that aside. Yeah. And so what they do is the regulations basically set forth that the employer needs to do a couple of things. One is to run a job order with the Department of Labor. Two is to run an advertisement in a newspaper of general circulation, which means that it has to be two Sunday ads. Mm-hmm. And then there are other methodologies that are used to recruit. At the end of the day, really, it's about what the employer, however, uses to normally recruit for the position. And so really what they're doing is they're testing the job market to see whether or not someone is qualified to take the position. Uh-huh. But that's not really meaning that they have to check everywhere in the United States to see if an individual is qualified to take up the position. So, you know, what we do is we as immigration lawyers, when we launch into the PERM labor certification process, is we spend a great deal of time on the front end to ensure that a proper job description or description of the position that's being recruited is prepared. And that is a fusion of what the employer wants, mm-hmm. what the Department of Labor requires, and what the individual has. And so by putting together a very clear and concise job description, we're able to hone in on the skills that the individual has and what the employer wants. Mm-hmm. And it's improper, you know, to tailor the position to exactly what the employer wants. That's not a proper way to handle things. But what is really important is to just make sure that the employer and the employee are on the same page as to what exactly the skill set needs to be. So that's part of the labor certification process, often uh-huh. referred to as PERM. Yeah. And so, you know, so again, there's a lot of really, I guess, bad and confusing information that's out there on the internet. So it's really important, I think, for our listeners to take a close look at what the underlying requirements are from the U.S. Department of Labor in order to effectuate a PERM labor certification process. Mm-hmm. And if they have any questions about that, they can feel free to reach out for any of the lawyers in our office, because we are all pretty well versed in explaining clearly what the PERM labor certification requirements are.
Yes, and I'm glad you brought that. Like you said, it is very confusing. And of course, the NPZ Law Group is there, ready, willing, and qualified to help you through it all, through all of your US and Canadian immigration matters. So don't hesitate to reach out to them today. And you can do that by logging on to visaserve.com or calling them at 201-670-0000.